It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, the president of Children's Hospital is embroiled in a lawsuit here locally, and also another lawsuit against the doctor is accused of performing unnecessary surgeries for profit in Ohio. So Dr. Richard Azakan, he is the president and CEO of Children's Hospital. He was previously the chief of surgery in Cincinnati at the Children's Hospital there, and he's accused of covering up problems.
Isn't that nutty, the timing of all this stuff?
Yeah.
So locally, the story was, you know, there's fights going on with him and some of his surgeons. And then now in the middle of that, this story out of Ohio breaks. It's like, geez, when it rains, it pours. I just feel so bad for Children's Hospital, the staff, everybody who works there, and the parents of all the kids.
Because
it's such
hospital.
A great hospital.
Yeah. Yes.
It's really unfortunate what's going on over there.
So according to court documents, these two doctors here at Omaha's Children's Hospital, they were suspended for bringing concerns about another surgeon's qualifications to management.
They're saying they got pushed out for being whistleblowers.
Yeah.
But you wonder how often, though, that happens in the medical field. I mean, how does that process go when somebody calls out somebody else? Mm-hmm. And it's like any business dynamic, if that person's more popular than you.
Well, I think it's a contract deal. It has to be something of sharing. They must have some type of non-disclosure of some sort in their agreement.
I mean, or they bet on the wrong guy. It's two brilliant neurosurgeons, but
yeah.
So they got pushed out. But you know how, like I said, that with airline pilots, that there used to be a problem with airline pilots of when, by seniority, if somebody... They're supposed to say something if they see something, but then they would say they would get in trouble for saying something.
Yeah.
Meaning
yeah.
you're a senior pilot, and right. I'm coming up behind you, and I start saying, you know, some of the stuff party does isn't real safe, and I speak out,
yeah.
and you've got clout, the next thing...
You're gone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So this president of Children's Hospital, he's being sued by a bunch of former patients in Ohio... Due to, you know, this other doctor that is accused of performing hundreds of unnecessary surgeries on juveniles from 2007 to 2013. So this is something that's already happening in another state. And then come to find out, we have our own little maybe possible incident of it here with these two doctors coming forward.
That must be the hardest kind of doc to be, working with kids.
Oh, I mean,
imagine being in medicine, but... Take everything that doctors do, which are amazing. They save lives. But now apply that to the smaller field of working on a little person, a child.
No, that doesn't
and then
communicate.
The pressure,
yeah.
the pressure, because a child has so much more potential. Saving them has so much more value because they got so much life to live.
Yeah.
As opposed to somebody saving my old.
Your own bones.
Someone's going to have to fix this someday.
But what they'll do is like they'll just trial and error on our old bodies. Maybe it's this.
Like the Operation game?
Maybe
Operation.
You're the doctor. Yeah, careful there. Government shutdown. Day 18, the president is going to give a primetime televised address from the Oval Office tonight. President Trump says he wants to lay out his view of what needs to happen to strengthen the border. He's calling for over $5 billion to erect a fence at the border. But the Democrats' plan is to pass a number of bills this week to provide money for departments and agencies that would get the government back up and running without any money for that.
Are you going to watch or are you going to flip away?
I'm going to watch.
Just watch. Might be something entertaining. Longest ever was back in 1995, 96. It was a shutdown. And it was for 21 glorious days.
And we're aware?
What's that?
We're at 17 now?
Yeah, we're starting at 18 here. Yeah, it's starting here.
Started on the 22nd.
Yeah.
So today's day 18. 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or, you know, working without pay.
Yeah.
This will be the first, they said this week is the first missed check. So this Friday would be payday for them. And this will be the first one that they're not getting that check, which that's got a sting for families that, you know, budget
need the
for.
Money.
Tax season officially opens January 28th. That's when the IRS is going to start accepting tax returns.
Thank you.
Even if the partial government shutdown continues, you still got to file your taxes. Returns can be filed via mail or electronically. Deadline for filing income taxes is April 15th. And the word from the White House is that the IRS will be giving out tax refunds even if the government is still shut down when they are due to go out. In past shutdowns, the IRS accepted tax returns, but they wouldn't dole out the refunds. Mm-hmm. They're saying that they're going to try this time to get the money out for people. A new stock exchange is coming to Wall Street. A planned low-cost trading platform being called Members Exchange. It'll be controlled by 9 banks, brokerages, and other financial firms.
Sounds like a dating service.
What is this?
Members Exchange. Hey. Morgan Stanley, Fidelity Investments, Citadel Securities. Investors include retail brokers like Charles Schwab, E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, along with Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and UBS. The idea is that it's a lower cost, so maybe the working man's trading floor. So I don't know what exactly they will be trading. Maybe it's just smaller stocks that they see on the regular stock exchange. Clemson beat out Alabama last night, erasing any doubt who is the best team in college football this year. The Tigers rule tide over Alabama.
Geez, Alabama led early, and then that was it.
Yeah, it was fast.
All Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So now the other big news is that Nebraska's quarterback, Adrian Martinez, is sharing an honor with Clemson's quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. They've both been named freshman first team All-American by the Football Writers Association of America. They have they're sharing the honor, which is pretty cool. I guess Omaha World Herald is reporting that it's the best statistical season by a freshman in Nebraska football history. So Martinez is quite the powerhouse.
We got him.
The future. Countdown to game time.
Pretty good.
God, it's a long, long wait.
Oh, it'll be here before. Be careful. It'll be here like that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Go, Scars!
U.S. News and World Report out with their annual list of the best jobs for 2019. And the number one spot is held by software developers. Apparently, that is the key job in 2019. They based it on 7 factors. They take into account like the median salary, unemployment rate, stress level. Now, the median salary for a software developer is said to be $101,000. The unemployment rate's about 1.9. And while that's not the highest salary or the lowest unemployment rate, they say that the projected increase in demand is what is going to be the big thing for software developers. Average stress levels helped it land the top spot. So following that, a statistician.
That sounds awful.
A statistician. I know. You're like,
you got to take stats in school.
I did not.
Okay. No.
I didn't either. I just remember people talking about it.
How did you come near a stats course?
I did.
You took like 3 wood shops.
I did.
Okay.
I didn't even make it past algebra. I'm like, pre-algebra for me.
Listen, I didn't take stats either.
You know.
It's not nightmarish.
I took a brief stats in post-grad.
Well, look
like
at
it was like
you.
A small, no, it was like a small, like we spent, like we had to buy the book, but then we only spent like 1 or 2 classes on it. And it was horrifying. Like, I was like, I never want to ever have to deal with this ever again. So God bless the people that do it. I guess we need stats. So there you are.
I mean, can't they be replaced by a calculator?
Computer, exactly. There must be something to it. If you're a statistician, give us a call because I'm curious. I've never met anyone to be one before.
A statistician, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Physical assistant, a physician's assistant is number 3. That is a growth industry for sure.
Okay. Nurse, hold this.
Yes. Dentist.
Nurse, hold my forceps.
Number 4, best job in 2019. Tied for 5th was orthodontist and a nurse, anesthetist.
Okay. Yeah.
So that is, again, I mean,
anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
Assistant, nurse assistant. What is it, nurse?
Anesthetician.
Anesthetist.
I mean, we're broadcasters and we can't even say the word. Any of these names.
They're like, you're dummies. Yeah. That's why. Nurse practitioner, pediatrician, obstetrician, and like oral surgeon. Those are,
I mean, my God, it's not like these are jobs they're handing out.
No. These are just if you happen to do this, congratulations.
I mean, my God.
I suppose if you're thinking about going to medical school and you're wondering about what to do, pediatrician, you could pick your field. Talk about those people. I mean, we're just talking about Children's Hospital. All those pediatricians, they're just so patient.
And they, all the changes in healthcare, though, have got to be really difficult for people that are in that field. You know you're going to have a job forever, but the shakeout has been weird for them.
I just don't know how those doctors and everything, pediatricians stay healthy. You know.
Oh my gosh! You know,
being around coughing kids all day,
the time, yeah.
Oh God! You go to the waiting room of a pediatrician's office this time of year, and it is just a petri dish. I mean, they do everything humanly possible. There's Purell and all this stuff, and cover when you cough, but still, you're just like, how do you not walk out of here? And I hope you shower before you go home. I don't even know what they must do because you're right, Party. They're like they are exposed to everything. Blech. Flu season is very much underway. Thankfully, we are not one of the 24 states that has high activity of the flu, but the CDC is warning people that we're off to the races, and they've opened clinics here in the metro area for people like walk-in clinics. You don't need an appointment if you think you've come down with the flu and you want to
get
some relief.
How is it that we have the cure for Ebola in Omaha, but we can't cure the
flu? Nail down the flu.
Come on, man.
Keeps changing.
By the way, the Ebola outbreak going on in Africa is the second largest Ebola outbreak ever.
How come that's not like...
You're going to start seeing more of those doctors get sent over here. We got a guy over there. It seems like right now, it seems like he was okay. They sent him to UNMC. It wasn't showing any signs yet, but that's legit. Omaha, Nebraska now is where they send you if you get Ebola.
Talk about a noble profession that is. I mean, you're walking right into the Petri dish to work and help. That's amazing.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. All the time when they all talk about how we got the best place in the country, I'm sure the government's like, okay, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really want us to send all of the end of the world
to the middle?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.
Saw Kevin Spacey in the news on, I think it was CNN we're watching. And he was in the courtroom. Where was that at again?
Massachusetts.
Nantucket.
Small courtroom.
So, yeah, I mean, that's
weird.
Nantucket's like the resort town. So, it looked like a tiny little court. And it's like the scene out of Jaws where they're scratching on the chalkboard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I couldn't tell. Strange. His demeanor was really strange. Maybe that's just the way he is.
I thought he seemed borderline. I wouldn't say cocky is the way to put it, but. A confidence. It didn't look shame. It looked like a guy who's going to fight back. I don't know. They seem so. Right away, he had to show up in court yesterday, and then it was a basic court proceeding. They even announced he doesn't have to show up at the next one.
Okay, this is it.
It was lawyer talk, but that his lawyer stood up right away and he was very specific. He was like, "Your Honor, I want to go back." He had such and such dates that he wanted to subpoena all of the text messages from this kid.
Okay. Ooh.
And that's why I think they seem like they have this confidence, because they're claiming that this kid, so what was he, 18? Spacey's people are saying that he told Spacey he was a 23-year-old college student.
Okay.
And that he never protested early on, Spacey like flirting with him in a bar. It's all grimy stuff.
The kid was working. I guess that's his like summer job. You know, his mom apparently is or was like a broadcaster in Massachusetts. So, you know, I guess that's the thing is that he was working and Kevin Spacey was apparently buying him all these drinks and then got handsy. Now, to what degree? Because they were talking about they had the Snapchat and then the security guard was saying, you know, well, can you see? He's like, well, no, he's just touching his shirt. You know, it's not like he's touching a body part because the guy's saying he was touching his, you know.
His the mom, she was on the news again today. She's all over the news crying. I feel like if I'm this kid, I'd be like, Mom.
Hold back.
You're not helping.
You're not helping me. Going on TV, talking about.
All that stuff. Never gonna get out.
I mean, I'm sure the kid's like, why can't I get groped by Kaylee Cuoco? Or somebody more fun.
And this guy has a girlfriend, right? That's kind of the story behind.
Okay. Yeah, well, they said he was Snapchatting his girlfriend, saying this stuff was happening.
But how the hell does he have Spacey's number? That's what's even more strange. you just trade numbers off with a dude, and you know, there must be some type of weird
thing.
The kid
said
he,
but this is all stuff just that I've read. The kid wanted a selfie with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
And that Kevin Spacey had said that he'd give him a selfie if he went home with him. You know, come back to after hours. Come over to my place, have a drink.
And let's do it.
I'll give you a selfie when you come over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How weird.
I know.
Well, then there's the celebrity. There's the celebrity aspect that we could defend that this kid's hanging around because it's a celebrity talking to him. He's not quote unquote flirting.
Yeah.
Well, he was working. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, like hanging out.
I mean, he's working, but he's sitting at the bar drinking with Kevin Spacey.
That was the thing I'm trying to kind of break down. It was like, was this one of those? Because I've worked at bars before where, you know, patrons will be like, hey, let's do a shot together or whatever. And you're like, okay, you know, I mean, depending on what bar you work at.
Pretty laid back shift when you're sitting at the bar drinking with people.
What a job. All right.
I've had jobs like that. I mean, it can happen. I don't know. This, the place that they showed looked small. What was it? The club
small,
bar?
Like a little bar? Okay.
Yeah, like a cool little Nantucket. Like it looked like a little mom and pop. I mean, it's not, you know, like an Applebee's or something where it's a corporate and you got to, it might be a little bit more laid back as far as what kind of interaction you can have with the guests.
I'm just so embarrassed for men anymore. It's just all these endless stories on the news. I'm just like, Kevin Spacey, what are you doing, dude? Like, aren't you ashamed? You're sitting there. If this was the only case, I would be maybe defending Kevin Spacey because I like him as an actor.
Yeah. Right.
But there's so many cases. I mean, years ago, the story always was that he had gotten beat up in the park in London. Don't you remember that? This is what we were doing this morning show. In the 2000s, he had this weird incident where he got beat up in the middle of the night in a park in London, and he said he got mugged. That seemed sketchy.
Yeah. But it was one of those parks that people go for hookups.
Yeah, yeah. Discreetly.
I think that was the same. Wasn't that a similar park for George Michael? Like, I think there were a couple other.
How depressing that you have to go to a park to meet people. I mean, where were the apps then?
I think
that must have been where dating apps were born. When dudes were standing around in the bushes.
Someone goes, there needs to be an app for this because it's cold.
I'm not a technical person, but I'm just saying.
I'm cold and I'm lonely. And no one has walked by for hours.
Circles back to What About Mary, which has been on and we talked about recently, where he has that horrible, they're like, that probably saved your life. He picked up that hitchhiker and he had to stop to go to the bathroom and he trips and falls and the lights come on and apparently it's one of those places. It's just
the roadside.
It's the roadside. The guy's like, I just had to go to the bathroom. He's like, yeah, me too. All these guys are like, yeah, I was just stopping here to go to the bathroom.
I mean, you're like, Kevin, you got to go to the park to meet some people. And that was when he was in London. He was the creative director.
Which they put up a hot tip hotline for people of all the people that were probably creepy touched by him. Because when he was the creative director at this London theater, they're telling stories where it's like he would invite like new ingenue, you know, male actors. Oh, come and we'll talk about, you know, this upcoming season. And then they'd show up and it'd be like a candlelit table for two on the stage. Huh? And it's like, it's just you and Kevin Spacey. And he's all like making it a date. I mean, that's just got to be horrifying. If you're like the actor and everybody's
well, you probably don't know what to do next. You're like, this is...
And apparently, like, this theater had, like, a bar. Like, a lot of theaters have, like, a bar area, you know? And that was the other thing. Like, he would hang out at the bar and talk up these young, you know, male actors. And, you know, they're all in a position where it's like, well, geez, he's creative director of this theater, and I want a job. And I guess I got to laugh at his jokes or,
It's Harvey Weinstein stuff.
Yeah. Totally.
It was just so weird seeing them in that courtroom. Then what do you do? Get a ticket on a early stop for speeding on the way out?
He flew back. Like, you know, he lives outside of D.C. He lives in Baltimore, and he flew back to D.C. And then he got pulled over for speeding on his way home. They didn't give him a ticket. They let him go. I was surprised they didn't give up a ticket. You think they would throw the book at him, just be like, where are you coming from? Oh, that's right. Your court date in Massachusetts.
Exactly.
I didn't realize that in an interview last year, Guy Pearce, so you guys saw the movie L.A. Confidential.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big coming out moment for Kevin Spacey as an actor. I thought L.A. Confidential was an incredible movie. Russell Crowe, Guy Pearce. So Pearce described him as handsy.
Okay.
In an interview.
Oh,
he described Guy Pearce, who was an adult at the time, described on the set of L.A. Confidential. He said that Spacey was, quote, handsy.
Like Hansy, like me and Ed Sheeran?
Just Hansy.
Okay.
He didn't allege assault, but he added, he said, thankfully I was 29 and not 14.
Oh, geez.
Meaning that guy Pierce says as a 29-year-old, he knew how to redirect, like, okay.
Okay.
Not going to do that and not 14. Hansy.
Hansy, don't be
You were
Hansy
with...
Ed Sheeran, yeah.
I don't think you were Kevin Spacey Hansy.
No. No, I wasn't doing that. It wasn't... No.
But you were touching him enough that he was like, okay.
I still have not washed this hand, by the way.
How many touches was it?
23 or something like that.
Oh, no.
No, seriously, how many was it?
I thought it was 8 or 9, but still, you don't touch the product. You're not supposed to be...
Don't touch the product.
Like we're best friends.
Like, man, right out of the gate.
I walk in Molly, I'm like, hey, Ed, remember us?
You touched his hand. You touched his shoulder.
Yeah. We'll share it on our Facebook page again, and you can count.
You can enjoy.
And enjoy the creepiness.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Waking up laughing every morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big Party Morning Show.
John Travolta has taken it all down, shaved his head for the new year, and unveiled it in an Instagram pic, wishing people a happy 2019. Kind of interesting to see.
But isn't he always, I thought he was bald and wore a wig.
Yeah, that's kind of how we always thought.
Yeah,
well, he had that spray on hair. Yeah. I know, but this is the first time I think he's embraced what we all knew and he was late to come to.
It's about time. I mean, look, if you're going there, just do it. I mean, no one's really going to judge you. They'll judge you more trying to fake like you're not losing your hair.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. So he's...
Good. So where's the picture of him? What is?
It's on Instagram, his Instagram account. So it's a picture of John Travolta and his daughter Ella, and he's holding up a martini glass, and he's dressed in a tuxedo, and he said, "I hope everyone had a great new year."
That guy had some of the greatest wigs in the history of the wig industry.
Oh.
I mean, he must know all the science.
Yes,
like he's being his true self now as a chrome dome. But if you wanted to go the route of wigs,
you
probably want to talk to John. Like, you've been everywhere on the wig spectrum.
I think, you know what, Jeff? I believe there's a wig place downtown who does his wigs.
Stop it.
No, I swear. If you know, call us 938-9400. But there's a wig place. There's someone down there downtown that does wigs, and his wigs are one of them. Otherwise, it's Home Depot. Remember,
we had a dude we used to work with up here. Great guy. Uh-huh. I never knew he wore a wig. And then one day he took it off.
Yes.
Remember what we were talking about?
Yes.
And it was because he was already a balding guy. So I guess it was realistic. They make wigs that are like bald wigs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, looked like a person losing their hair. And that was a wig.
Yeah.
And he took it off one day and was like, this is the real me. I thought that was crazy. I'm like, all right, well, I believed it.
And now we're used to the real him. You know, I haven't seen him wear a wig yet.
I think there's nothing wrong with wigs that people don't know. No. Back in the day, it's funny, you watch old movies that people used to wear toupees and stuff.
Yes.
People used to wear really bad wigs, which was weird. But I think we came from a whole culture of people wearing wigs. Remember the Brits would wear their little wigs and...
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look bald. It doesn't look bad bald. That just said, I mean, how's everything else that you see him in not a wig?
Well, what's crazy is like in Hollywood, a lot of those people wear wigs. I mean, and not because they don't have hair, but just for what they do to their hair. I mean, what was it? It was like Nicki Minaj or Lady Gaga got in a legal battle with her wig maker. They're like, we've made you all these amazing wigs. And you
is
owe
her
us
wig maker in downtown Omaha?
Good question.
Come on, people, help me. Help me.
So I think that there's still a thriving industry for hair pieces and wigs.
You're saying that downtown wig shop is not going to go out of business, losing John Travolta's business?
No, they're going to be okay.
Got a long, long list.
Some credit him finally going, chrome dome with his new friendship with Pitbull. That Pitbull inspired him to finally take it all down. I
think
about
the pressure and all that stuff just gone. You're like, God, it just is me, Mr. Clean.
It had to be hard for a guy like that. He was he had such a crazy head of hair, and so much of his work career was always like John Travolta. I mean, don't you remember Saturday Night Fever was all about, hey, not the hair, like don't touch the hair. So for a guy who made a career out of having really great hair, that had to come as quite a blow to start realizing that you were thinning.
Do you like running your fingers through the hair of a man, Jeff?
What?
Left turn.
Yeah, quick, but couldn't get there. I'm so bad at this joke stuff.
Susan Boyle, the woman who's never been kissed.
Oh boy.
She came back. So last night was the premiere episode of America's Got Talent, The Champions. So it was people that like made it far, but maybe didn't make it all of the way, or it's like a battle of the tops. And Susan Boyle was one of the talents that they brought back to the stage. And so she said, people saw me as somebody quite ordinary. I lived alone with my cat, Pebbles.
Well, you and Molly. Her and Molly. You don't live alone, no.
Go ahead, play it.
We're in a dart league together. Yeah. Okay.
Play the audio so you can hear
it. Oh, is there audio there? Okay, all right. But yeah. Go ahead. I'll find it here.
So she said, now I've sold 20 million records. And she was crediting America's Got Talent for helping her fulfill her dream.
Here she is.
Before Britain's Got Talent, people saw me as somebody quite ordinary. Well, I lived alone with my cat, Pebbles. BTC brought me away from obscurity. I've sold over 20-odd million records. God, even I'm overwhelmed.
It's
helped me fulfill the dream I've had since I was five.
Do you consider yourself a champion?
You'd be a champion for those who maybe don't have the confidence to do things. For those who maybe don't have a voice. The ones who people tend to ignore.
My question would be, have you kissed a man or a woman yet?
I'm glad I stepped on that stage. Well, look at this. She goes on that show claiming she'd never been kissed. Last night, The Bachelor is a virgin.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's been kissed, but not... I mean, he's only been to what, first, second? I don't even know. How old is The Bachelor? I just saw a preview of it before they switched over to the game, and it just shows him bawling and crying and bawling. I'm like...
He's 26.
Okay.
The Bachelor was crying?
Yeah, they're teasing the show. You know, it's a tease. They're like, hey, The Bachelor's coming up, you know.
His name is just so unbelievable. Colton Underwood. Doesn't that sound like something right out of a soap opera, like an afternoon drama?
All right, so he has been there before. He was, right? Because that name, the virgin, the name Colton, all that stuff rings a bell.
Yeah, he got his heart broken by Becca.
That's
on
right.
The Bachelorette.
And he's still a virgin.
Turn. Do you want to run your hands through his hair?
I don't even know what that feels like. As long as it's soft.
He's got 30 single ladies vying for his affection.
Mm-hmm. And his virginity.
What will be taken first? Obviously.
I think it'd be great if
get the tissues.
He's got Woody the entire time.
Yeah,
they have to do a three-quarter cut the whole time on account of the fact that they can't go full screen.
Just because have to stack it's like things FCC. In his lap.
Because he's got like a violation. The censors are like, dude, you can't. You're going to have to frame that different.
He's always apologizing. I'm sorry.
I can't.
This never happened.
Why don't you go ahead and stand up and make your choice for Rose?
Never happens.
I can't do that. I can't. I'll just sit here and with the pillow.
Well, he's got some great choices.
Yes.
Molly, have you checked him out? Colton Underwood, giving us your take on him?
Colton Underpants.
I can't. There's so many awful television shows. Only one can capture your attention at a time.
Please, don't make me be the one.
Colton Tent Pants.
There you go.
We just put on Facebook the time that Party kept touching Ed Sheeran.
It's on there? Okay.
That's not even the first time we met him either.
No, Wait till I meet him again. I'm going to hug him.
But hey, go
man,
on there.
Remember me?
We broke it down like the Zapruder film, and you can count how many times Party touched Ed Sheeran in one interview.
Yeah, count it. Let us know. I don't think it's creepy. It's just, you know, we're like buds. All right, anyway, 7:52. We're going to have traffic here in a couple minutes. We do have WWE tickets for you. Stick around for that, but the news headlines are coming up next with Molly.
Popular Christmas present, the candle, could be harmful for you. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.